Welcome to Bridges Step Up, a podcast designed to inspire you to attain peak performance in your life and work. Let's join Joseph Dean Woke for today's episode.
Thanks for joining me on this episode of Bridges Step Up. Today I want to talk to you about life stagnation. When life stagnates you, what do you do? That is the question I want to answer to you. I will answer that question and go a step further to help you understand something. How do you maximize your state of stagnation? That is, if you are currently at that phase in life where you are stagnated, don't start telling me, oh, blood of Jesus, Holy Ghost fire, I will not be stagnated. Or by His will, I will not be stagnated. I mean, I'm not praying that you get stagnated. Who prays for that? But let me tell you something. You know this guy, what's his name? Joseph. He was at some point stagnated. The guy was supposed to be in his father's house or even become the king. Guess what? He was put in the prison. He was kept there for a long time. Paul is another person. He said, I want you to come, but I'm in chain. You understand that? He was at some point stagnated. You and I get to a point in life where we want to make progress, we want to move forward, or we are pursuing a goal and suddenly something happens that keeps us on a spot, that makes it appear as if we are not moving towards our goal, that keeps us at a particular point in time. Therefore, we are not actively moving on our own. You understand what I'm saying? We are not actively moving towards the goal we have set. It's at such point that life has given us a start. And my focus on this episode of Bridges Step Up is to share with you what you should do when life gives you a start. You understand what I'm saying? Now, the first thing I want to tell you is that starts are real. It's not about the fact that you have given your life to Christ or you have not given your life to Christ. It's a matter of fact of life that sometimes you'll be running towards a goal, pursuing that goal with every single thing you have got, except that on the way, something happens that keeps you down, that makes you fall down so you don't continue that pursuit. Something happens that stagnates you. Something happens that becomes an obstacle. Therefore, where you wanted to run very fast, you realize that you can't even stand to run again. So stagnations and starts of life are real. And therefore, I think even if you are not currently stagnated, it's important you prepare your mind so that if anything like that happens to you, you know exactly how to handle it and deal with it. Please let me explain this thing to you again. Stagnation is not about devil. There's a difference between stagnation and life stalled. But the one I'm talking about today is not about the devil. I know that sometimes we'll go to church and one is telling us, pray every spirit of stagnation in your family, let it die by fire. Now, I'm not saying you shouldn't pray that prayer, but you see, the way I've come to understand my life is that there is no devil, no demon anywhere that can stagnate me. They never burned that devil. When such prayer points are raised, I settle down and say, Father, I thank you because there is no enchantment against the Jacob. Thank you because I'm still at the right hand of the Father Almighty that is seated with Christ in God. So that there is nobody who is an expert in stagnating people that can stagnate me. Nobody can do that. And let me tell you, I stopped praying those kind of prayers about 8 years ago. This is 2016. I don't join in those kind of jokes. There are things that cannot happen to me. So I'm just trying to help you understand that no, there are things that devil cannot do to you. So please take away your mind from devil. We're talking about the fact that there is a way God has designed life. I don't know how He did it. There's a way God has designed life such that every single thing that is happening to us, He uses it to work out the best thing for us. I want to talk to you about Paul trying to explain to you the fact that your stagnation is not about the devil. If Paul did not go to prison, let me tell you something. He would have gone to Corinth and in the pulpit and begin to tell them, do this, do that. This is what the word of God says. He would have gone to Timothy and talked to Timothy. He would have gone to Romans and talked to the Romans. But because he was stagnated the way we can see it, what happened is that he was in a place where he had no option than to write. And it was because he could document what God has revealed to him that we have what we call the epistles in the Bible to read. You understand what I'm saying? When life gives you a start, take away your mind from the devil if you're a child of God. There is absolutely nothing devil can do to you. You know, once I woke up in the morning or something, I just looked at my shoulders, noticed there was a scratch and a blood stain. And now the other side of the shoulder, the same thing. I just remarked to a friend, I said, I don't know what's this though. I just woke up and saw this. In fact, my mind was, because there's some kind of insect that come on where I currently stay. And they said, I guess this can be, you know what they get on me? He said, did you pray before sleeping? I think I know where she was going. So I wanted to talk about it. So I said, why should I pray before sleeping? Now, don't get the impression I don't pray before sleeping. I pray, but it's not that when I want to pray before sleeping, this is a simple prayer. I say, Father, I thank you for today. I mean, I've been away from Enugu, that's my base or my state of origin, for a long time, and I've been in North. And today, imagine I saw Abacha and ate Abacha. Father, I thank you for this Abacha. Only you could have provided such Abacha. You see, when I was coming back, somebody gave me a lift, saving me from 250 naira I would have spent to move from where, from town to where I stay. You know, those are the kind of things I say when I go to pray. I want to pray. Father, you know, I want to read something in the night. So I'm going to sleep 6 hours. Now, this is 9 o'clock. By 3 o'clock, just wake me up. You know the one I'm talking about? That's why I pray before I sleep. I don't remember the devil, demon, or whatever spirit controlling that environment. It does not concern me. Do you know why? Who is in me is greater than them. So why would I waste my time saying such stupid prayers? This is what I'm talking about in life thought, not about this. So let me get back to my gist. The point I'm saying is that please get it out of your mind that when you're stagnated or when life gives you stories about the devil, can do absolutely nothing to you if you're a Christian. Now, when you get stagnated in life, what do you do? How do you maximize it? How do you turn it into your advantage? Pick the lessons from your fall. Thought generally is a short wood that if you hit your leg on it, you fall. However, there's this thing they do when we're little children. You can be walking and somebody will put his leg between your leg, you fall. That's a stud again. That one, what we describe it as that someone has given you a stud. When life gives you a stud in that fashion, ask yourself, is it that you are not careful to look down such that you recognize that there is a stud that you fall? Maybe you are not being careful, that's why you fell. You are not being careful, so you are running very fast about your relationship and marriage. So you ran into the wrong guy, ran into the wrong girl. Therefore, you begin to suffer what you should not suffer. Pick the lessons from your fall. What did you do wrong that made you fall? What did you do wrong that has made you stagnated? Maybe you are supposed to be reading your book, you refuse to read. Therefore, you have been stagnated in that you're supposed to have been a graduate, but you are still in school trying to clear one paper or the other. Maybe you're supposed to move away from where you are in your business and move forward. However, you have been stagnated because you have refused to understand that there are principles that guide businesses and you must stick with that principle. Maybe you have failed to learn or you do not know how to manage your customers. So, manage your staff. Therefore, one good person comes today and the following day he leaves. Eventually, you find out that even though you have big vision, you prophesy and pray for your business, but your business has remained on the spot for one reason. There are things you have not learned. There are things you have been doing wrong that has kept you at that spot. So ask yourself, what is this thing that I can correct, that I have to turn, so that things begin to move the way they should move? You understand what I'm saying? Now, when the stagnation or stall that you currently have was engineered or allowed by God, there's something you have to do. At that point in time where you are stagnated, please take advantage of that stagnation. There are times that God hides us in his quiver. He will sharpen us as a select arrow and hide us and make sure we don't go out anywhere. What happens at such points is that maybe most times, he wants us to take time to begin to develop ourselves. He wants us to take time to develop capacity. He wants us to take time to begin to develop our abilities to be able to do work better than we currently do. Therefore, at such point where you are stagnated, right now you are stagnated, you are not making progress, so you are still in school, you have not graduated, and you are not actively a student. Take your time to begin to equip yourself and train yourself. When you feel, oh, I'm supposed to be a preacher now, and God is stagnating you by not giving you a platform, no opportunity to preach, settle down and begin to read. Read more, learn more about the Word of God. There's something I learned from Pastor Bank. Pastor Bank is a consultant medical doctor. Now, he said that when he graduated, he couldn't get a job to work as a doctor at some point. And within that season, he spent time reading the Bible, reading books, learning, and most of the stuff he learned at that point where God seemed to have gotten him, prepared him, and hid him in his quivers. That's the word he used. So what I'm saying in essence is that when we come to that point where we appear stagnated, let's maximize that opportunity by using it to develop our capacity. And please pick the lessons about what may have kept you where you are. Then one other thing I want you to do when life gives you a story is to keep your eyes on the focus. There's a great future ahead of you. The fact that you are not currently making active progress does not mean you cannot get there. Maybe there's an obstacle there that has given you a start. Once that obstacle is removed, you will make the progress that is due to you. What's the point I've made today? We have a goal. We can set goals in life and start pursuing. However, in the course of this pursuit, sometimes we encounter challenges or we encounter thoughts that make us stagnated. At such points, please let's pick every lesson that we can from the stagnation. Let's maximize that phase in life where we are kept at a point to begin to develop capacity or learn what we can learn. And then please do not ever take your eyes away from the focus. That is a great future ahead of you, and continue to work towards that end. As long as you keep your eyes there, pick the lessons in your fall and maximize that thing to develop your capacity, you will eventually stand up from that point and make progress.
Thanks for tuning in for this episode of Bridget Step Up, brought to you by Bridget Work, a human capacity development platform with the guiding mission of mentoring, coaching, and inspiring you for peak performance in life and work. You can download more podcasts and many other free contents when you visit Brojid.com. That is Brojid.com. To get notifications on our latest posts, interviews, podcasts, and books, kindly follow us on Facebook, Google+, Twitter, and LinkedIn at Brojid World. You also can connect with us on WhatsApp with 0810-550-4664. May your day be super productive.